You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
What are you even worried about? It's Worry Week on The Wire.
So our Wire Worry Week topic is student life. This week we tackled student renting, and Lachlan first spoke to Robert Whittaker about from Renters United about student rentals and what reform he'd like to see. He began by asking him what the state of student housing was like in Aotearoa.
Wellington, certainly, and I would say in Auckland, Queenstown, Christchurch, and even other places that have got a bit of a supply crunch, it's getting harder and harder and harder for renters to find a place. And when places are advertised, they're going, you know, very, very quickly. Trade Me put out some figures about a month ago about the fact that there's far fewer listings. And what was interesting about that was not just that there were less places being listed, but they were staying up for far less time, that they were going almost as soon as they were listed. And we've seen that in terms of what people have been telling us, that it's very, very hard to find a place. People are spending weeks and weeks going to, you know, dozens of viewings. Even if they're just looking for a room in a place, not looking for a whole flat, it's been really, really difficult.
Do you feel landlords are possibly hesitant to rent to students as opposed to, say, a young professional?
I think landlords are probably always looking for, and property managers as well, they're looking for sort of security and stability in terms of who they rent to. They want to make sure somebody can pay their rent, obviously. I think that there's far more older people in the rental market now. I mean, that's the reality, is people aren't, you know, in their 30s that still are renting. 30s and 40s are renting that probably maybe a decade ago would have owned their own homes. And so that has put more pressure downward onto students, also onto people low income, solo mums, all those kind of people as well. And I think that there's quite a bit of unintentional discrimination that goes on in that decision. I mean, if you're choosing between 40 or 50 people, then it's a bit of a lottery anyway about who you're going to pick and stuff. And so you're going to start ruling people out for small things, and probably their income stability thing. Students have a very stable, generally have a pretty stable income, but that doesn't mean they have a big income. And so that's probably why they're losing out a lot, and sadly, in the kind of rental bidding and stuff that's going on as well.
Now, talking about the rental bidding, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I think it's pretty outrageous. I think when something really needs to be done about it, because it's not a fair way of sort of allocating housing to the, you know, to the highest bidder, and it's pushing up prices for everybody as well. And there's no transparency about it or anything like that. So, I mean, we would definitely be in favour of some measure to curb that and to require properties to be let at the price that they're advertised at.
Do you feel this has a greater impact on students who sort of, they have a roof that they can reach, and then past that they really can't pay anymore?
Definitely. I mean, they have less flexibility, but I mean, that's a problem for everybody. I mean, that's a problem for people, other people on fixed incomes, like older people, elderly people. Everybody suffers in this scenario, definitely.
And recently the government increased living costs for students by $50 per week, and many landlords then raised rents by the same amount. What do you think about that?
I think that there was definitely an increase of around $50 a week on sort of your average flat share type house in Wellington, but there was also around the increase the year before. So it's a bit hard to judge whether landlords, like, cynically are exploiting their student allowance increase, which obviously doesn't apply to every student anyway, because others are getting they don't get a student allowance. But certainly landlords are out, you know, landlords and property managers are trying to maximise how much rent they can get, and if they're pushing it as high as they possibly can, and there is a correlation, if not necessarily a causation, between that extra income that some students now have and the amount that rents have gone up this year.
Do you feel students might be more at risk of sort of exploitative landlords because they possibly don't know all their rights?
I think that's definitely true. I think that landlords, that students tend to be in some of the lowest quality housing, you know, and so they're not only in terms of exploitation, in terms of cost, but in terms of quality as well. And, you know, I suppose there's an idea, which I think is a flawed idea, but there's an idea out there that you know, students are young and they can kind of handle it a bit more than maybe a family or whatever, so that they will and like you say, they won't necessarily know what to look for in terms of quality. Like, generally speaking, most of the houses in Wellington get rented out in the summer when they're generally at their best. They're least damp, they're least mouldy. Even if they do look a bit damp and mouldy, they're going to be much worse in the middle of winter. And people don't necessarily know what to look for. And I mean, the reality is that in Wellington at the moment, you can rent anything out. Like, there's always somebody who's desperate enough to take it because they need somewhere to live.
The tenancy laws in Aotearoa, they sort of tend to favour landlords. What can people do if they feel they're being exploited by their landlords?
The tenancy laws do favour them. And I mean, the first and most important thing is that those laws are being reviewed in the next few months. So it's really, really important that we get as many renters' voices into that review process and we try and change the laws because that's fundamentally what we can do to really make a difference. In the meantime, though, if you're in a bad situation, you can reach out to organisations like Community Law or CAB, and they can give you advice about taking action against your landlord to get things sorted out. And I would say that, and to some extent, that they are starting to move. And the other thing is, the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment, who sort of regulate the rental sector, such as it is, they do have a compliance team now. And in particularly bad situations, that compliance team can take cases on behalf of tenants. So if you do have a situation, it is worth complaining to them, especially if it's about a landlord who owns multiple properties and maybe is treating a lot of different groups of students badly, because then they might take a case against that person across all of those tenancies, rather than what you can do yourself through the tenancy tribunal, which is just a single case about your particular tenancy.
And is there anything specific you'd like to see out of reform?
We'd like to see pretty massive change. We'd like to see proper compulsory inspections and quality standards for the housing. We'd like to see some matters to address, like rent bidding and other things that drive up unaffordable housing. And I guess the other big thing we'd like to see is much more security of tenure. We'd want to make sure we want people to feel secure in their homes, so that they know that, for example, if they do make a complaint about their landlord, they do have something to address with their landlord, that they aren't putting their home at risk by doing so.
This morning, I spoke to people on campus about whether they are flatting in Auckland, and if they're not, why not, and whether anyone had any flatting horror stories to tell. I started by asking whether it's hard to find a flat in Auckland.
For me, it wasn't, because I knew someone who had just had an opening up in their flat.
Do you think it's unfair on students that landlords prioritise families and working professionals?
In some ways, yes. I mean, it always works better for the landlord, but yes, it always, the blunt side of it goes back on the student.
Okay, so you guys are not flatting. Is there any particular reason why you aren't?
Well, firstly, I'm like dependent as on my parents. I don't have a job, no money. I live in Hounsville. So my parents pay for like petrol and stuff, and
basically the same. I mean, it's just free. You don't have to pay rent or food or anything like that. And because living in Helensville out west, it's kind of a long commute. But
do you think that people are put off renting in Auckland because of how expensive it is?
Yeah, definitely. That's one of the factors.
I think because I have a house in Auckland, I may as well just live there because it's free and it's only like, I don't know, an hour to commute in, rather than paying so much money in a flat and racking up that student loan.
Do you have any renting / flatting horror stories?
I got so many. I got a property agent who charged me $1,000 to move out of a flat. We charged a flat $1,000 as a letting fee because he was sort of extorting us the whole time we were there, and he would like raise the rent heaps, and we'd like negotiated it down, and I was like, okay, I've got to get out of this situation. And so when I was like, okay, I'm taking my name off the lease, he's like, right, well, we're charging another $1,000 letting fee that you have to pay. And so me and my flatmates had to split it just so I could move out.
Worry Week on The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.